to the 18 call. This is Marlon Sanders, and I'm excited that you're on the call today. We have some really good information for you. So I'm going to try to give some information for those of you who are brand new and you're newbies, and then some information for those of you who are a little bit more advanced, because today it kind of all blends together. What I want to talk about is your basic money-making machine. I want to talk to you about how you make automatic money. You know, you may have heard that it's possible to make automatic money on the internet. You may have heard it's not possible to make automatic money. And you may wonder, well, is it or isn't it? You know, can I do it? Can I not? Is it possible? Is it not? Well, I want to answer that today. Prove to you 100% conclusively that it is possible to make what I call autopilot money. It's in between automatic and non-automatic. The reason I say it's autopilot is this. Any business has things that have to be done. For example, some of you came on this call early. We're speaking to Tim, who handles my customer service. If Tim did not handle my customer service, I would have to handle customer service. You know, about any business has some things that has to be done. I have a webmaster in the Philippines now. And we've talked about this on other A-Team calls. And so, I mean, there are things that have to be done. But when I say semi-autopilot, what I mean is I don't have to do those things. Why do I not have to do those things? Because we have some money coming in to pay the bills, thankfully. Now, let me tell you the automatic part, though, that is really neat and important to understand. And in fact, I'm revamping this. Even this morning, I was revamping this on my business because sometimes you just forget things or you let things go and don't pay as much attention. It should, kind of like, you know, you have a yard, you don't look out there, you don't water it off enough, you know, and maybe you don't pay enough attention to it, and you get a few weeds out there. And then you go, oh, man, now I got weeds. Now I got to go deal with these weeds, right? Well, that's kind of a little bit the way business is. It does require attention. But here's the automatic part that I think you're going to be excited about, because you've heard this thing about make money while you sleep, and maybe you thought it was hype. You've heard about me talking about internet lifestyle, and there's other, quote, gurus who will actually come out and tell you, hey, the internet lifestyle ain't true, it's not true, not going to happen. Well, let me just say this. Last 7 years, probably, I've worked, you know, it depends on the day, but maybe 30 minutes a day a lot of times, sometimes more than that, sometimes not 30 minutes. Now, I had some staff doing things. For a long time, I mean, I didn't have an office for like whatever it was, 7, 8 years. I had Lisa, and she was in Canada, and at times she had one or two assistants, but I'm here in the U.S. I never even knew what she looked like, still don't know what she looked like, never cared what she looked like. It was just completely virtual thing. I'd call her in the morning, say, this is what we need to get done, boom, it would get done. But now here's the automatic part, and this is the exciting part. When people get on your email list, and the way I teach internet marketing, it is email driven. There are other approaches to internet marketing. I think some of the other methods that are touted, just they're not real. What I have to tell you about is real. Now, you can buy into a pipe dream, or you can buy in this vision of, I don't got to sell anything to anyone, don't got to send any nasty emails to anyone, God forbid I should send them something in their email box that they asked to get and then asked to get it again because they had to double opt in. God forbid I should actually send them something that they asked two times to get, that sells them something. See, some people have an issue with that. Now, I don't have a problem with that. You ask me two times to send you something, I'm going to send. I send out a lot of content, valuable content, but I also send out sales pitches. All right, so this is an email-driven business, and here is the automatic part. People get on your list and use what is called an autoresponder, which loads up emails. Now, for those of you who've been in this business a while, maybe you've been in the business like I have for years and years and years, you go, oh, Marion, you ain't talking about autoresponders. But now listen to me. I'm revamping all of our autoresponders. If you've been in this business any period of time, well, frankly, you probably need to do it too, and here's why. People, get on your list. Now, here's what needs to happen. You've got to think through the process. They come to, say, amazingformula.com, and I have what's called a fly-in or a pop-up, a little thing that comes down on the page. They can enter their little email address there, to get themselves a free report, or in this case, I send a free 7-day e-course, 7 days. Now, I don't want these people to get 2 emails a day from me. So what I do is I when they subscribe to any of my 7-day e-courses, they're also put on another autoresponder automatically. After 7 days, that autoresponder begins to send them emails. And in that autoresponder, I have a whole sequence now of emails I'm building, because I've changed my systems here some. What I was doing, and I have been doing the last couple years, is sending 2, 3, 4 email broadcasts a week, sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes giving content, sometimes selling a product. Now, let me tell you, and if you're an advanced person and been doing this business a while, that's probably what you're doing. If you're new, then I'm just going to put you on the right path and you don't got to worry about it. Because I really think it's a mistake to just put everybody on your daily email list right off the bat, and here's why. If you're in this business any period of time, you've got some emails, promotions, for your own products or possibly affiliate products that you know work because they already worked. They worked in the past. They already worked. And pretty much, you know, if you send those puppies out again, guess what? They're going to work again. Now, if you're just popping out daily emails, a lot of times those daily emails just aren't up to the standard of some of those things, maybe just by trial and error over the years that you found out, hey, this email works. This email makes money. So here's my shocking revelation to you. If it worked in the past, made money in the past, guess what we're going to do with it? We're going to send it out again. And we're going to send it out again. And we're going to send it out again. To every new customer is going to get that email. Why? Because we know it works. Now, if you're starting out in the business, you say, Marlon, I don't have proven emails. You've got two choices. One, if you're promoting affiliate products, what you do is find out the emails that you know work. Either you ask the affiliate owner or you get on the email list of other marketers where you're pretty sure they know what they're doing and they're tracking results. And you see what emails they're sending out, and you imitate or emulate those. You don't blatantly copy or steal them unless you get permission, but which sometimes you can do. But, you know, you do something similar. So that's one way you can do it. Second way you can do it is just write your own and start tracking, and you'll find out which ones work and which ones don't. And you weed out, just like weeding your yard. I guess this is a bad metaphor because I shouldn't be talking about weeding things out here. Oh, boy, Marlon, weeding out, that sounds like work. You know, it's not work. You go in there, you look at the number, and you're like, hey, this one's making sales. This one ain't making sales. So you know what you do with the one that's not making sales? You hit delete. You create a new email, which takes y'all a 5, 10, 15 minutes. You stick it in there. Put your tracking link on it, and you see if it sells. And you just keep doing that till something sells. Now, I'm going to give you an example. What I've done this past week, man, I had dug deep. I don't mean kind of deep. I don't mean sort of. I had dug deep into my old emails going back to 2002, finding my best promotions. My most profitable emails. I looked up my emails in PayPal. I went in PayPal and even bank deposits and found the things that produced the most money. Now we take those emails, we stick them in an autoresponder. Probably got a good chance they'll make money again. Now, there's more than one way to do it. And even if you're new, I'm going to tell you how in 3, 4, 5, 6 months, even if you're new, you can just blow things out of the water, because a friend of mine named Lee McIntyre did. Some of you may know Lee McIntyre. Some of you may not know Lee McIntyre. Lee, 2.5 years ago, was a teacher. And in 30 days, he was able to quit his job with internet marketing because he created what I teach and preach over and over and over to do, which is to create your own product. And guess what Lee did? He created his own product. Didn't take him years didn't take him months. He created a simple product. I haven't asked him how long it took, but I'm pretty sure it probably didn't take any more than 2 weeks. It was a little ebook on auction profits, making profits with eBay auctions. He sold $7,000 of it his first month. How did he do it? Same thing I've been teaching and preaching for years. He got some affiliates. He put together a nice little ebook, and he didn't have a bunch. You know, he had a special offer on the Warriors Forum, and a couple of those people decided to promote it. And that was about it. So I had a few affiliates that promoted it, but that was enough to make $7,000. And he quit his teaching job because he said, hey, this is a lot better than teaching. Now, my point on that is leave this year, because I had a discussion with him in December. And if you have Promo Dashboard, you've heard the interview I did with Dagan Smith. Dagan does is in his autoresponder, you know, he has this whole little sequence he puts people through when they buy, and it has upsells and downsells and all this stuff. And it's a very profitable process. So Lee decided to implement that in his business. And so just doing that and creating this little funnel, pretty much just doing what Dagan did, in just a matter of a few months, he was able to double his business. Now, in the last 2.5 years, he already had his business up to $30,000 over a period of 2.5 years. But he took it from 30 to 100 in just a matter of a few months just by doing this thing I'm talking about. Now, there's multiple approaches, like what I'm trying, and it may or may not work. I'm trying putting different emails in there for different products. Now, once they buy one of those products, they're going to go over onto another list, because I don't want to keep promoting cheap products to people that already bought a cheap product. I want to sell them something more expensive. So it's kind of like rule one. After they buy, sell them something that costs more than what they just bought. Yeah, we're in the selling business, but it's, you know, this isn't like where you got to, like, get down, you know, in people's homes and talk to them eyeball to eyeball at the kitchen table and ask them 7 times to buy. What is this? Sending out emails asking them to buy. It's really no big thing. If you get really aggressive, you put a video in there or an audio in there, or you do a teleseminar or webinar. And I don't do nearly as many of those as I should if I really cared to work that hard. I'll probably be doing some, though. They're a good thing to do. They're a great thing to do, in fact. All right, so anyway, I'm just showing you there's a couple ways to do the business. Lee and his autoresponder, he pretty much just emails for the same thing over and over and over. He's got one product, basically, a trial of his newsletter, membership site, whatever the deal is, and he just mails that thing over and over and over. My friend Ben Hart does the same thing. Ben has his membership thing, and he just mails it to new people over and over and over. He offers different bonuses and talks it up and this and that and the other. So you can mail different products, or you can just mail one product over and over with different, make it fresh, different bonuses or different reasons to buy, et cetera. And that's really the automatic part of the business. Now, after they get on my customer list, after they went from just somebody subscribing to my email list for free. Now they bought one product. Now they go on my customer list, and now they're going to get my regular daily emails and so forth, because I'm wanting to try to establish a relationship. Although I'm also starting with the customers to have maybe a 30-day promotion with them of my best higher ticket emails from the past. So we're going to see how that works. If you learn anything in internet marketing, you'll learn that a lot of times the answer is just found by trying. We call it testing to make it sound scientific. You're just trying different stuff. Plan, do, check, act. You plan it, you do it, you check to see if it worked, and then you adjust it or you act based on what you find out. If it worked, you do more of it, make it stronger. If it didn't work, you ask what didn't work, why didn't it work, and you try to improve it. And so I'll give you a little secret here on your autoresponders that's a little more advanced for some of you who are advanced. There's a friend of mine who has an offer that I know works really great, really, really, really great. So I'm putting it into my autoresponder just so I have something to measure some of my other emails against, because I'm dragging these old emails up from the past. So I want to be able to compare them to something, to a yardstick, to say, by the best standard, by the best that I can find today, the best converting email I can find, how do mine measure up? So I'm doing that. And that's going to be interesting. I just did that this morning. That, I think, is going to be really interesting. Because if mine measure up, hey, that's great. If I find out mine don't measure up, what do I do? Well, you start testing. Try different things. Try different versions. Find out what works. Now, here's the cool thing about this. I said it was automatic money. My lying, my telling the truth. So here's the automatic part of it. So you keep testing and you tweaking this, and at first it, you get it where you're making $300 a day. Whether you do anything that day or not, whether you show up for work or not, or whatever, you're making $300. You keep working at it, you get that up to $500, get that up to $750, get that up to $1,000, get that up to $2,000, $2,500. Now that's apart from any emails to your list at all as far as broadcast messages, special sales, or anything. I'm just talking about default money. If you go on vacation for a month, that amount of money, because it's in your autoresponder, is just going to keep coming in every single day on automatic. How would you like to know that whether you sleep in or whether you don't, whether you work or whether you don't, whether you go down and shop all day, hang out at Starbucks all day, go to the bookstore all day, or whether you take a vacation or whether you hang out with your family and kids, whatever it is that you do, you know X amount's coming in. $300, $500, $1,000, $2,000, $2,500, whatever that amount is. How would you like to know that? See, that's what your autoresponders do. It is predictable money. It is predictable income. It's money you can know is going to come in. Now, say, Marlon, where is the traffic going to come from? Well, the best traffic, hands down, always has been, always will be, IMHO, in my humble opinion, is affiliate traffic. Now, there are many ways to get a traffic. You can do article marketing, which is great if you're broke. Sit there and just write articles all day long. Submit 20, 30 of them to eZine Articles every day. Pretty soon, you'll start having automatic traffic coming to your websites. If you do that for about 6 months, you'll build it up and you'll work real hard for 6 months. You know, sometimes you got to work hard for a few months to earn a lot of money. That's what my friend Jonathan Mizell used to say. So you can do that. That's certainly one way to do it. Now, another way is pay-per-click. Pay-per-click can be really great. I think it's best if you're a numbers person and you're highly detailed. I mean, if you're the kind of person that does their own accounting or you balance your checkbook or you're pretty good with numbers, and you've got good attention to detail, then that may be the method for you. It's not for me, but it may be for you. I like affiliate traffic. The whole key, the whole entire key to affiliate traffic is that your affiliates have got to make a lot of money when they send you a visitor. That means that this funnel we've been talking about, when they send people into your funnel, they're going to make half. And so they're making money while you're making money. So the funnel works for everybody. You know, everything's funny. Everything's funnel and you're making money. So that's really how this system works. Now, there's different ways to get, you know, good money out of this thing. Like when people buy from you, you can then hold teleseminars or webinars and sell them more expensive tickets. If you're selling something for $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, you probably got to hold a teleseminar or webinar. Now, it doesn't have to be your own product. One of my friends in Austin, get this, he doesn't have a product of his own. He does 12 seminars in rotation with 12 different of his friends who sell $2,000 and $3,000 and $4,000 products. They fulfill the product. He hosts the teleseminar. He gets the people on there, and they split the money. Now, his traffic comes from what's called review sites, which is another, which is an organic SEO, search engine optimization model. They're called review sites. So he does, he has a sophisticated traffic generation machine, to be honest. But as far as product, he just sells big tickets on teleseminars and lets other people deliver the products. So you say, well, Marlon, I don't have a big product. How am I going to, you know, make money on the repeat business, or what we call the back end of the business, or what I call BERC in Amazing Formula? How am I going to do that? Well, you can partner and do webinars or teleseminars with people who do have big ticket products. So once they become a customer and buy something low ticket from you, then you get them, you sell them some of these bigger tickets, and sometimes that involves teleseminars or webinars. Or even one-on-one commission selling, where you have salespeople like Matt Basak and other people in this industry have done. Now, on the front end, with those people that haven't bought from you yet, there's a couple theories there. One theory is, like what I'm doing, is I'm selling them different products all under $100, and I'm watching the conversions, what percentage the visitors buy. We're going to try offering discounts, time-limited offers, that sort of thing. Now, that's one way. Another way to do it is just to come in with a really low dollar offer, add a bunch of bonuses, make it irresistible. That's what Dan Kennedy does with his newsletter thing. If you subscribe to his newsletter, you get 40 zillion billion bonuses, right? My friend Lee McIntyre kind of does that sort of thing also. So there are different approaches. You can sell something cheaper. You can say, no, I think I'm going to get a better quality customer if I sell something for a little more expensive, but I'll try to make it attractive. That's kind of my approach. That's what I'm doing. We're going to see how that works here over the next few weeks. So this is really the money machine. It's based on, A, you get traffic. Step one, you got to get traffic. You can do article marketing the free way. Your affiliate program is a great way. You can do pay-per-click, and there's other ways of getting traffic, but my favorite way is affiliate traffic. Number two, you've got to get them onto your list. Now, if you don't have a way to get them onto your list, part of my Cashlight Clockwork system, it has all my dashboards in it. It's at cashlightclockwork.com. But I really, in there is a thing called the promo dashboard. That walks you step by step through putting up what we call the name squeeze page to get their email address, getting your autoresponder set up, setting up the follow-up email, sending out broadcasts, doing podcasts and webinars and all that kind of thing. It's all in there. It's all in there. So you've got to get them on the list, and you do that by offering something really attractive for free. You know, you just keep trying different things to get something attractive to offer them for free. Makes sense, right? Once they're on the list, then you have these follow-up emails that you track and get your autoresponder money machine going. And then once they become a customer, you sell them higher ticket stuff. Now, I'll point out that this works not just online. This works offline. And I'll tell you a story. Is there's a guy named TJ Rowleader who probably mails more business opportunity offers, direct mail, than anybody in the United States and has for years. And TJ has this thing, I forget what he calls it, the money train, I think is what he calls it. And the way it works is, you know, every week he has a certain, they drop, I think, 40,000 pieces of direct mail that just sell some little lead generator thing on the front end, which he makes no money on whatsoever, probably loses money. But then once he gets them on his list, they start sending him direct mail for stuff. And then once they buy one thing, TJ's really good about hitting them with the big ticket items, with really long, elaborate sales letters and so forth. Really brilliant guy. Not my style. I mean, I really do not like the biz op market, the hardcore biz op market. But my point is, it's really no different. He gets them on a list, starts sending stuff, and when they buy, he sells them more expensive stuff. So for all the people taking internet marketing and offline marketing and so forth, they're making it seem enormously complex and complicated. You know, at heart, you find this group of people that are really in heat to buy something. And you sell them something, you sell them again and again and again. That, you know, and hopefully more expensive stuff. And but there's sophistication to it. You know, I've talked about the autoresponders and setting up sequences and tracking. And there's different kinds of emails that work better than others. And there's software. Like one of the things I'm setting up right now is software. We're just trying out some different things. That when people click the email, it sends them to a website and creates a new 72-hour deadline for the bonus once they click, but then it'll actually expire the bonus after 72 hours, which is so great because I always forget to do it manually, and it looks bad. Your customers think you're lying to them or stuff if you forget or drag your feet, don't remove the bonus, blah, 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 which we do because I just don't pay attention to it. The great thing about these scripts is it takes care of all that for you. Now, the best one I found was called Buy Now Wizard, but I don't think it's sold anymore. So I'm looking around for another one. And I got one I downloaded last night. I'm going to try out. I'll bring it up on another call if it works good. I mean, these aren't hard to find. The overall countdown scripts aren't hard to find. Ones that work like with your email, in concert with your email, those are maybe a little bit. There's plenty out there. You know, it's not like you can search for more than an hour and not find something good. But, I don't even know where the one I found is. It's around here somewhere. All right. There's different sophisticated things that you can do, sophisticated things in this method. Like today I saw a banner that looked kind of like a newspaper ad. And you click on it, you go to this site that says news5alert.com, and it looks kind of like a news site. But it's really an advertisement. That goes back way back to John Caples in the way, way, way old school when they would run ads in a paper that looked like articles because they found out people wouldn't read the ads. So they would run ads that looked like articles in the paper. And you got to kind of be careful and make sure people know it's an advertisement. You got to run advertisement on there somewhere. Sooner or later, some government agency will say you're deceiving people. That's why I also like these deadline scripts, where it really does make it a real deadline, because if you don't, there's not some huge, massive legal thing, but really, it's good kind of dot your I's, and it just makes it all neat and clean when you use one of these scripts that just does everything for you. And these things, like the one I found is $7. These things aren't like, it's not like you've got to pay millions of dollars for one of these little things. And they're easy to install, or you can get somebody on Rentacoder to do it for you, rentacoder.com. All right. So that's the business. That is the automatic money, and that's the concept. You know, here's the thing. Once you get your visitor value high enough, you have more options than just your affiliate traffic. Now you can go to banner advertising, paper. You know, when you're making enough money per click, all advertising works. I mean, there's like nothing that's not profitable, pretty much. The whole thing is getting that whole sequence of emails. Once people get in your little money train, like TJ Rowe Leader's direct mail train, you know, the hardest part out of all that's coming up probably with a really great freebie that's going to entice them to be on your list and then making that first sell and really, really working on those emails and that process to get that first sell from the customer. So like I said, having weeds in our yard, I'm going back through autoresponders and revamping them just because I hadn't watched that process closely enough over the last, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years. You just got to watch. It's like weeds in the yard. You got to be on top of it. So on the one hand, it's automatic money. On the other hand, yeah, you got to monitor those emails once a week. You know, you need to be looking at your email conversions, tweaking it. Yeah, when you're starting out for the first 3 to 6 months, you're going to be tweaking it daily. Every day, you're going to be going in there. Now, like today, what I did, I'm working on this every day at the moment. What I did today, I had an email in our sequence that was way, way, way down, and it wasn't converting And it converted real good. Some of the ones above it really weren't converting. So I just took this one and moved it way on up because I know it converts, and I figure if I put it real early in the sequence, more people will buy from it. So this is really how you make automatic money while you sleep. You say, well, Marlon, I just don't have that many offers to email people. Well, it doesn't have to be your own offer. It can be affiliate offers. I think that if you use affiliate offers, you know, you need to do the things that I teach in Promo Dashboard, and to you, which can be webinars and other teleseminars, your own bonuses even, really help convert on affiliate offers. And I also say this, if you don't have your own product, you know, part of the Cashlight Clockwork system is product dashboard. Step by step, in detail, with screen caps, with video, to creating your own first product in under 6 weeks. Not just the product delivery pages, the autoresponder, everything takes you through the whole entire process. It's part of the Cashlight Clockwork system. All right, let me bring this off of mute. See where you all are, see if we have any newbies that are lost, see what you veterans have to say. All right, everyone, I am hopefully off of mute on the count of three. If you can hear me all right, please say yes. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Okay, who has, by the way, the calls are recorded. If you speak during call, you give me permission to use sound likeness of your voice in perpetuity worldwide without royalty. All right, who has a question or a comment on what I've talked about so far today? Not everyone at once, please. No, there are no wrong questions. There are no bad questions or dumb or stupid questions. So let me ask this. Do we have a, if you're new on the call and you're kind of an internet marketing newbie, say yes.
Yes.
All right, and what is your name?
Hi, I'm Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I'm a newbie in the sense that I have never sold a product.
All right. Well, welcome to the fray.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
I think what's been sort of missing is the how to integrate everything that I've been learning in the different areas of internet marketing.
Well, here's the thing. There are different models, but what I will say to you, Megan, is there's one model that's been working since I got in this business, actually in about 1994 on AOL and CompuServe.
Right.
It was working back then, and it's still working today. All right? Would you agree with me that that's pretty evergreen?
Yes.
Would you like to be able to learn something today that's going to be working for you 14 years from now?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's what was working back on AOL and CompuServe. We would run classified ads offering, guess what we would offer for free?
A free consultation?
Free report. All right, free consultations are too much work.
Okay.
We just offered a free report. And they would the autoresponders didn't exist back then, so they would just email us to get the free report. And the big, so we had to by hand email every single person back their free report, believe it or not.
I believe you.
But the big secret back then, Megan, was if you put their name in the dear, instead of dear friend, you said dear Megan or dear whatever their name was, you would like double your response. And no joke, it really worked. We would email them that, and then we would follow up with emails, and guess what we would get out of that?
Then you'd start building a list.
Yeah, but we got money because we'd email them, and then we would email them follow-up offers. So, A, yes, we would build a list. And then, B, we made sales.
Mm-hmm.
That was working back then, and guess what? Would you agree with me that if you get people on a list today and send them offers for things, that some of them will probably or very likely buy from you sooner or later?
Yes.
All right. Now, there's tricks, Megan, to get them to buy, and that's one of the things we do on these calls is we cover the tricks and the secrets. But can you see how that's really a pretty simple process to follow, and you don't really have to buy a $40,000 coaching program to figure out how to get somebody on your list and then send some emails to them?
Well, hopefully you don't have to spend that to learn it, yeah.
Well, yeah, because first of all, I teach all of this in the Cashlight Clockwork system, and specifically the email part is in Promo Dashboard. How to set it up, how to create the freebie, how to get them on your list, how to follow up with emails, whether it's for your own product or for affiliate products.
So, Marlon, may I call you Marlon?
You certainly can.
Thank you. Then what would you suggest, like doing the Promo Dashboard and then the Cashlight Clockwork? Or?
Well, the Cashlight Clockwork system has everything in it, so you save a whole bunch of money if you get it. But if you don't have the money for it, then, start with one of them. If you want to create your own product first, you can do Product Dashboard. If you just want to start building your list, then Promo Dashboard.
Okay, thank you.
Is anyone else on the call going through Promo Dashboard right now, or have you been through it? Speak up if you have. I know in some other calls we've had people that have been all the way through it.
Someone just said something, but you were talking.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to come back to you, Megan. Is that useful to you?
Yes, it is. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Who else has a question or a comment today? Does this open anyone's eyes? Do you see the simplicity of this business and that you really can make automatic money?
Yes.
How about the rest of you?
Marlon, this is Nancy. I just have a quick add-on to that.
Nancy.
The importance of changing your autoresponder messages over time. I was on the list for a very well-known marketer for quite a long time, and then I unsubscribed to his list. And I was actually getting PLR articles. And I had so many, I decided that was enough. So I unsubscribed from his list. And I continued to get emails from him. And I noticed, and they just kept coming, week after week. And I noticed that they were the same emails that I used to get before I unsubscribed. So it's actually still going on. I still get emails from him.
Well, have you clicked the unsubscribe link on the other emails? Because what happens sometimes is you're subscribed with two or three emails, so you got to click the unsubscribe link at the bottom of each email you're getting.
That's true. And the point here is that what I noticed as I was reading, I would get these, and what occurred to me is he's got this thing set up for anybody who's a new subscriber, and he just keeps rolling out the same things over and over again. And this has been going on for, I'm going to say, 2 years?
Yeah, but that's what you should have, Nancy.
Except they're the same emails.
Well, yeah, but you should have probably a year, 6 months or a year of emails in there.
Okay.
But they shouldn't all be the same emails. I mean, you should have...
These are like
you want to work towards a year supply of really great emails, but not all the same. But the problem that I see there, Nancy, is that you want it off the list, and I don't understand why. Normally, I don't know what the autoresponder is. If it's AWeber or GetResponse or One Shopping Cart, if people click that link, you're off of there.
I'm not concerned about being on his list. It's just that my observation is he's got this thing set up, and he just keeps doing it. He just keeps doing it. And what I've noticed is his cycle, from the first one on and on and on. So it's been really useful for me to keep getting those from him because it allows me to uncover his pattern and what he's doing. So it's been
Have a sequence of email. You should have a whole autoresponder of emails that when people subscribe new to the list, they get those.
Right, I understand that.
Because they're proven emails and you know their work. Mm-hmm. If you're just sending a new email every day, it's like maybe 1 out of 10 will be a really good email. So what if you had sent out 100 emails, but then you take the best 10 and put them into the autoresponder? Now you've just all of a sudden increased your response. But now let me say this. The problem we had is we had stuff in autoresponders that we didn't keep up to date. That was one thing. And I also hadn't gone back and checked our conversions. I mean, this is kind of like your yard. It really is pruning it, and you got to stay on top of it. So, I mean, you need to be checking your conversions on your messages probably weekly, at least monthly if not weekly. And this is really your baby. So every one of those has got to be kept up to date. The deadline offers have all got to be working. The things you're promoting have all got to be kept up to date.
Well, may I ask a question?
Sure.
If you have, let's say, 6 months of emails, but the level of sophistication of your customer is changing because they're buying more and more things, wouldn't you have several different tracks of email?
Well, that's exactly what you have, and that's what I discussed, but let me make it explicit. That first autoresponder they're in, where you got, say, 6 months or a year of messages, when they buy one time, they're off of that list.
Okay, so it's like a hierarchy going up.
Yeah, it depends on your autoresponder company. Let me explain the ideal and then what reality kind of is, okay?
Okay.
In the ideal world, list one, they've not bought anything. And they're getting emails that are for brand new customers, don't know you, don't trust you, never bought one thing, all right?
Okay.
As soon as they buy, they should go on to list two, which is for first-time customers. Now you treat them a little bit different because you've got a little bit of trust and a little bit of respect there, right?
Correct.
So now you're going to treat them a little bit different in terms of the kind of emails, the sophistication, the content, et cetera, right? Even the quality of the freebies goes up.
Okay.
Then when they buy from that, then they should ideally even go on to another autoresponder that's even another level up with bigger ticket offers, a different type, tone to the emails, and so forth. And this should happen infinitely. You know, the problem that we have is like with AWeber, which is what I use, there's automation rules. Now, when somebody buys on that freebie list, I can automatically put them onto a customer list, and they don't, I may even have this wrong, but we just researched this a couple months ago. I believe they go on that first list automatically, and they don't have to double opt in again, which is great. That's what you want.
Right.
The problem is that when they buy off of that list, I cannot then put them onto another list automatically without another double opt in.
Is there any other program that bypasses that issue?
Yes, there is one that, as I understand it, bypasses it, but it's not a newbie program, meaning it's a substantial investment. I'll talk about what I believe that is. But that it's why you see larger marketers using it, have been migrating to it, and it is called Infusion.
Yeah,
Infusion,
I've heard of that.
Infusion. As far as I know, Infusion lets you do what I just described, which is really awesome and a really compelling reason to buy the program. But it's not a newbie program because there's an upfront investment, which I believe is in the range. And they have a $200 a month version I saw someone promote.
Yeah.
I do not know what that consists of.
Well, they
the
just
one I know
model.
About that my friends are on, they're paying, I think, $3,500 or something like that, and then a monthly fee.
No, they just changed their model. Marlon, they just changed their model because they weren't getting enough people in the front end of the funnel because of the big chunk of money up front.
Right.
Yeah, so now, you know, there's a number of offers that have been recently going around where you get to, you know, they waive that initial setup and you just go on to the monthly.
Man, that would be pretty great. Man, that would be pretty great. If that's true, I may do that because you know, it's like it's one of these things where you're weighing benefits and things because, like, just you got to be really, really, really careful changing autoresponders because I did it in the past. You know, in the past, we didn't know what we know today. You follow me?
Right.
Like, I mean, to give you an example, I had 30 or 40,000 names in an autoresponder once, and I just didn't bother to pay the 20 a month fee.
Then you
I was just like, oh, screw it. It's only 30,000, 40,000 names. Because back then, building a list of 40,000 names was like 100 times easier than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what I found out over the years is when you change autoresponders, it can have a big influence. Now, my friend Lee McIntyre moved from, we won't talk services, but he moved from one service to another service. and it was a pretty substantial jump up in income. So it could work. All I would say is if you do it, track your sales really closely and keep the old service and track your sales at least monthly for 6 months. And don't dump the old service for at least 6 months would be my advice. Assuming you have an old service. You know, some of you are new and you're just getting into this. But yeah, that ability when people buy from, like let's say they buy an entry-level product which is under $100. What I'm doing is they go onto my customer list. When they hit my customer list, I used to promote under $100 products to my customers. I'm not going to do that anymore. Once you're a customer, every offer you get is going to be for over $100.
And what if this? What would be the third level price point?
Well, so I'm gonna promote Cash Like Clockwork will be at various prices, $500 to $1,300. So when they hit the customer list, they're getting stuff for $300, $500, and $1,000, right?
Yeah.
Then they buy that. And now they're probably going up to being pitched for coaching or stuff at, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 stuff. I mean, there's really no limit. I mean, I know people where their funnel goes up to $25,000.
Right.
Or more, you know. Like, it's amazing how clever some people can do at a marketing funnel. So I'll tell you a good little side story here is, I got a call from a guy who said, Marlon, you know, Donnie, I want you to come down here and do some consulting for me on internet marketing stuff because we really don't do that much on it. All right, Donnie, I'll come on down. And I don't wear a watch and I don't really make lots of appointments, so I forgot. The phone rings, hey, Marlon, Donnie, where are you? Oh, man, Donnie, I'm sorry, I forgot. I'll be down tomorrow. So I hop the plane the next day. We meet him down there. Hey, you know, let's swing by my house first. I'm building a new house. Let's swing by. So anyway, now, quite honestly, I don't live in a 20,000 square foot house, and I've really never been in. I don't know what I'd do with one that big. I've never been in one before, but that was the size of his house. You had to walk over a moat to get to the piano in the piano room. You had waterfalls coming down the walls. He had his own disco. He had his own coffee shop. So then we go to his office, and it's a two-story building, about 200 employees. They did, I think, $40 million a year. He had one direct mail piece for his front-end product that was $60. No other direct mail pieces. Everything else was sold on the phones. And he only had one product, which was a coupon booklet. And the way the deal worked was for $60, you bought a little kit where you could save money on your groceries and teach other people to do it and sell them coupon booklets and make a little bit of money. Then they called you on the phone for $1,000. You got your business setup system with your voicemail, your websites, and all kinds of crap. Then, like, I think the next thing was for, I don't know, $2,500 or $5,000 or something. Instead of making, like, you know, 20% or 30% profit on the coupon booklets, it was like you could make 50%. I forget the exact price, right? And then I think after that, for $10,000, you could make 100% on the coupon booklets, and then for like $20,000 or $25,000, you could sell them to others, or for maybe $15,000, sell them to others. I don't remember. And then for like $25,000, you could sell it to others and keep all the profit, something like that. My point of this story is, he had a $25,000 funnel, a 20,000 square foot house, a $40 million a year business, and how many products did he have? One.
One
coupon booklet.
Well, that's one product, but having that as a business and then doing an MLM underneath it, that's...
It wasn't MLM. This was just straight direct sales. There was no MLM. All you did, at the end of the day, all you were doing was selling coupon booklets, or you had the right to sell other people the coupon booklets, but you didn't make any money on their sales.
Oh, okay.
So this was just a straight distributor, just a basically straight direct selling. There was no MLM involved. In other words, the maximum was you could sell some other person the deal to make money, but you didn't make any money off of their sales, so that made it one level and therefore not MLM.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, but a really interesting model. So anyway, my point of that is you can be really creative on your funnel. That's the whole point of that story. be really creative on your funnel. All right, who else has a question, comment, insight, eye-opening? You're a beginner and you're like, wow. You're advanced and you have a question. Where are you guys at?
This is Mike. I just find it to be very good review to make sure that you go back through there, because I know I have email series out there that really should be looked at.
Yeah, Mike, yours are probably about like mine were. They really needed some pruning and some care. You know, it's like, I know it sounds really bad, Mike, but, you know, you got to, you've been around, you know, while you get stuff out there. You just forget it's out there. I'm not joking. You just flat out forget. Like, I'll give you an example. I was digging through our autoresponders, and we used to give people a screensaver that was just totally awesome screensaver. I don't think the company that made them is in business anymore, and it kind of sucks because they don't work on the latest versions of, like, Netscape. But I forgot we did that, and God, it was really a great little freebie for people to download. And we had other promotions in there. I'm like, wow, I never knew we did this. I mean, literally, we had stuff in there I didn't even know we did. So, you know, but some stuff was really cool. It wasn't in the autoresponders. It was just stuff I found on Google where we did a really great promotion. I'm like, wow, we should use this promotion. But we did it once and then never stuck it in an autoresponder for no reason I can fathom. We just didn't do it. So,
oh,
yeah, going through those autoresponders and really, and you need that one funnel, Mike, that you really watch like a hawk, that you're a Philly. Let me explain the difference to this. What I used to do is just have Philly send traffic to anything they want. I really think that's a mistake in today's world. Because after this whole product launch thing came along, affiliate's expectation of how much money they're going to make per click went up. So what you really got to do in today's world is kind of have your affiliates drive traffic more to one thing that you really got your conversions doing good on. Does that make sense?
You mean
absolutely.
You want them to
because
send more qualified traffic?
Dollars, they don't come back.
All right. Well, we had a lot of responses there, which is good, so let's take them one by one. I heard a lady speak. I don't know who that was. Go ahead and
Megan
ask the question.
Speaking. Does that mean
Megan.
You want them to send you more qualified traffic? As opposed to
No, no, no. What it means, Megan, is this. You know, I've got 50 products, okay?
Yeah.
And if you go to getyourprofits.com, you can see what I did in the past with my affiliates. I went and promote any of the products and provided tools for any of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now follow me. You know, there wasn't one funnel that they would drive traffic to where I had split-tested the living daylights out of it and had the absolute maximum possible highest value per visitor. I just had them driving traffic to a whole lot of different products. Now, that's okay if they want to do that because they may really like one particular product. But I think you've got to offer your affiliates one thing where if all they really care about is money, it's like your money offer. You know what it's like? If all you really want is the highest dollar per click, then don't promote any of this other stuff. Here's the one thing you should promote. And you just have that absolutely maximized to make your affiliate the most possible money. I mean, you bring out the dancing bears. You bring out the circus. You bring out the planes that fly overhead with the banners. I mean, you know, you put them in a funnel where you use every trick that at that point in your marketing game you know.
Well, then that creates a win-win, right?
Yeah, because they're making the most money they can, and you're making money because you're selling, and you got high conversions, and you got a lot of traffic. And, you know, as long as the products are really great for the customers, everybody wins. Which, that's just a given as far as I'm concerned. I just assume nobody on this call will sell crap. Pray to God you don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I heard two other people had responses when I talked about that. Who else had questions or responses on that? I heard a gentleman.
That was probably Mike here again.
All right.
Yeah, my point was just that, yes, you only get one chance with new affiliates, and if you don't get them pointing towards something that converts well for them, they don't come back.
Well, yeah, and let me say that about your loyal super affiliates also. Like, you and Chia is one of my best affiliates, but I probably don't have you and Chia sending traffic to my best offer. And God only knows what I got Alan Gardine sending traffic to.
Would you and, not
you
track
know,
that?
I'm sorry?
You don't track that?
No, it's in my affiliate software.
And?
That's my point.
Okay.
It's like your yard. Like if you ain't out there every day watching your weeds and watering it and stuff. So my point is I'm not sure where Alan is sending the traffic, and we're creating it. I haven't had just one super-duper highly optimized funnel for Alan to send his traffic to. I will. I was just letting him send traffic to whatever product he felt like promoting, which in the old days was great because people would just promote a product because they believed in it. In today's world, yeah, they want to promote something they believe in, but they better be making a lot of money doing it. Do you see the difference?
Yes.
3 years ago, they'd just send traffic there because they liked you and liked the product. But now that you got all the product launches and the high dollars per click, you know, they're going, well, yeah, you know, I like more and I like the product, but I got bills. It's that guy named Bill who can be a deal killer. Who else has a question or an insight or a comment on this?
This is Nancy. I have one quick question. At
sure,
one
Nancy.
Point, didn't you have an affiliate dashboard?
I still do. Yes, I do. For setting up your own affiliate program.
Right. Okay. I just wasn't for some reason I haven't been able to find it. I'm obviously looking in the wrong place. So
affiliate dashboard?
Yeah. I'll go back and look again.
Hold on. Should just be affiliatedashboard.com.
Okay.
Let me just double, triple, quadruple check it. Affiliatedashboard.com.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, like, let me just give you an example of one of the promotions I found digging around. Here's one of our old inside scoops that I happen to really like. I found an old letter for Cash Like Clockwork that I think is just great, and we're going to split test it. A lot of this I just found, you know, if you type your site, colon and then your site name and your domain name in Google, you can find these old promotions. But now let me give you a secret, just a thought for those of you who are new affiliates or you're new at the game and you don't really have your own product yet. Think about this. Whoever's product you're promoting, you can go to Google and you type in site, S-I-T-E, a colon, and then their domain name, .com. That's going to bring up the promotions they did to their own list in the past. Do you think you might be able to go in there and that they're like I am and that they didn't really stick their promotions in their autoresponder and find old promotions laying around that are really killer?
Well, how
send over
have
an email to them and go, hey,
not, right?
Is it okay if I use this thing? And do you think that you might end up with a killer promotion that no other affiliate has? Does that make sense to anyone?
Yep.
Because what happens is people do special offers, special promotions, special bonuses. They don't stick them in their autoresponder. Why? Everybody's busy. You just forget. You don't think about it. You don't do it. You get busy, you know. I just think that's a killer method if you're promoting as an affiliate. You know, go hunting down stuff. But no, because then you get unique stuff that's tested and proven and nobody else is using. That's kind of the best of all worlds. Now, does anybody here use a deadline script with their email autoresponder so that when people click on the email, it takes them to a page with a countdown expiring bonus. Because this is a huge moneymaker. This is a real moneymaker. And it kind of falls in that category of secrets because a lot of people don't know scripts can do that. And again, I'm still hunting around for a script. Although, I got to say, probably the one I'm going to end up using is part of Joe Lavery's Response Dynamite at ResponseDynamite.com. By the way, just for those of you who don't know or realize this, when I do calls like these, and I've mentioned I'm probably going to make the 18 call more money, which I plan to do, it is a club. And what that means is you're in the club if I want you in the club. Okay? You ain't in the club if I don't want you in the club. Okay? Because I had someone who I respect and I understand this person's feelings, but they just kept complaining that I didn't offer the same service that I might for $100 or $250 a month, like transcripts. I've told you before, when I raise this to $100 a month or possibly even more, yeah, I might do transcripts. For $37 a month, no, not doing transcripts. Not even because I can't do transcripts. I just don't want to go to the hassle for $37 a month. I ain't going to do it. For $100 a month, yeah, I'll probably do transcripts. So, and for $100 a month, I may even have an agenda when we get on the calls. But you got to understand, like, I don't, for me personally, in fact, I'm going to ask this because I think it's an interesting question. How many of you feel that you would learn more if I announced in advance an agenda than if I didn't? Is there anyone on the call that feels that way? If you do, go ahead and speak up. And, you know, for this, I won't kick you out of the club.
No.
All right. Do you feel that way? All right. Well, you know, if you do, I can understand it. And if we charge more for the calls, I might have an agenda. But let me say this. And there are coaching programs where you can pay $10,000 or $15,000 and you can get really nicely formatted PDFs and an agenda. But here's the thing, my feelings about that, and I might do that kind of thing in the future, but my feelings about this is that, you know, the most dynamic stuff about this is just whatever's going on that week in my business and in my consciousness. Because the fundamentals of this business are very basic and very simple. And, you know, you could create this whole structured thing, and, yeah, I might in the future, but really, for me personally, I feel that you get more value just entering into the consciousness of what I'm doing. This is my thoughts and feelings on it. I just think that that's, more, in some ways, that's more valuable than if I have this structured. There's probably a place for both, some kind of real structured program and then one that's more free-flowing and dynamic. Certainly, I really shouldn't be interacting and answering questions for $37 a month. That really wasn't even the design. The only reason I do it is I really like people to get it, but honestly, for you probably shouldn't get the right to answer questions, to ask questions, to get answers for a lot more money. And if you were doing a coaching program, that's what I would advise. I would never advise doing something inexpensive and letting people interact with you cheaply, because I really do charge $1,000 an hour for consulting, and I really don't do it for less. And I really feel that you've got to value your own knowledge and interaction and time. So anyway, I just wanted to share those things with you. To give you a little perspective on the calls and the value. And for those of you who are on, you know, I'm planning on grandfathering you as far as the price. The only reason I haven't done the larger price yet, for those of you who have inquiring minds, or change conference call services, which I plan to do, the conference call service, I'm just looking. I mean, it's like I've been through conference call services. I've been through most all of them, not been happy with any of them. So I'm like calling, asking friends. I'm really trying to find a service that's any better than the one I'm using. And that's why I haven't, like, I haven't done it because I don't know of a better service yet to go to. I'm still looking. A few other things I haven't done just because of the stress of my operation here and those sort of things. So anyway, it's all good though. Is anyone excited about what you've learned today, or does it open any of your eyes? Let me ask that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marlon, just a quick question. You said you mentioned a guy by the name of Joe. This is Andrew. A guy by the name of Joe Avery, Site Dynamo.
Oh, Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y. But the product, you'll find it just at ResponseDynamite.com.
Oh, Response.
And he has, like, software, at least on the bonus package, that comes with this thing. You want the software. Like, the product's good, but you need the software. And he has some killer software, and I got to go back in there and dig in there and see what he has on deadline scripts. I believe he gives you a deadline script that works with email that does, like, everything that you can imagine. He also has a method in there I'm going to try out that's called a dime cell script. And for those of you who are new, again, I understand this. For those of you who are new, you know, when we do calls and I interact, I try to give things to both advanced people so they aren't just bored to tears, and also you new people. So I got to try to kind of, and so if you're new and something kind of flies over your head, hey, don't worry about it. You'll learn it. It'll come. You know, you learn these things, you eat it out of it one by a time. You learn these things one step at a time, and there's nothing like jumping in the deep end. What a dime cell means is like that you send out an email and you say, hey, this thing is, you know, I'm having a sale on this or whatever, but get it now because it's going up X dollars, 10 bucks, or a buck, 15 cents, 20 cents, whatever, a buck every, and you set it to whatever you want, every 20 minutes, every hour, every 5 hours, you set that. That's called a dime sell because originally when people did it, they would set a low price and the price would go up a dime, like, I don't know, every minute or every 5 minutes or something. And so they called them dime sells. I think they started the price at a dime originally. I don't even remember. It's like I did. It's one of those I didn't pay that much attention to. I didn't even pay that much attention to the concept at all until Joe told me that on products that were like in the $10, $20 range, he was converting 40% using his dime cell script. And so, I mean, I can't wait to try that out. That means that out of new people coming into your funnel getting 40% to buy, 40. I mean, that's crazy numbers. Normally, like, if over a series of emails you manage to get 10% of the people that subscribe to your list to buy, you would just think you were like the new marketing guru on the block. You would really be excited. 40% is just like unheard of to buy. I'm talking whether it's a buck or whether it's 10 bucks, something cheap. Getting 40% to buy is off the chart. And that's what Joe personally told me over the phone he's done with this dime cell script in Response Dynamite. That's why he calls it Response Dynamite. And he's got that script in there, and he's got a couple others that I don't even know if this thing's still for sale. It was a product launch. I'm sorry, is it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, that I can't wait to try. He calls it a simulated dime cell script. Here's why. He's like, in a normal... because the dime cell doesn't begin until they click the link in the email. That is, like, revolutionary. But let me put it into these terms for you, those of you on the call that are new. You got 100 people on your list, and instead of 10 of them buying and going over onto your customer list, now you got 40 of them. Those numbers are just crazy. Now, were to try that script out in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, something like that, 6 weeks, I'll be able to tell you what happened.
Cool.
I have, as an update, because I think Mike had gotten a Filipino. I've hired several Filipinos, one or two of which are kind of, one's borderline, one didn't work out, one is great, but I had to raise her fee more than I really wanted. I raised her to, I think, about $425 a month, and she started at $350, only because she's really great. And I want to make sure she stayed with me, and I think her ex-employer was trying to get her back. You know, may or may not been true. I kind of think it's true because she's really, really good, really good. She can do some PHP, technical stuff, and she's pretty decent at design. Not world-class, but pretty good. I especially needed to make sure she's on board because I have turnover on my staff. Danny was my designer. Sean is my PHP guy. They were roommates, right? And, like, you know, you lose one, you lose the other. So Danny decided to go on because I'm a little bit demanding as an employer, and we have a fast pace. I'm both, right? So he was like, ah, no, I want to go on and whatever. And so I'm replacing staff right now. And so I was really happy to have the person in the Philippines who can just kind of bear part of the weight. But it's turned out to be really a very good decision. So I was going to ask Mike. Mike, you had obtained a virtual assistant. How did it turn out for you?
Yeah, well, I have two.
Okay.
And the one is very good, and I just gave her a raise. And it's the one that does nothing but article marketing for me. The other one has been so-so. We're on a probation right now.
That happens, too. Like, one of mine just, you know, I had a designer with talent, I think, but I just couldn't communicate with him, you know? And sometimes that happens. You know, maybe you're just not on the same page. Happens with employees. Sometimes your personality style and theirs don't match. This happens a lot if you're an entrepreneur and you're a little bit driven. Some people just can't deal with that. Some people don't mind it. Some people don't like it. That happens in business. It's, you know, it's all right. It's all good. So, Mike, on the article marketing, how many articles a day or a week are they writing for you now?
We're probably averaging between 12 and 15 over a wide variety of sites. It allows me
a week or a day?
That's a week.
A week, okay. And those are going to eZine Articles mostly, or are you distributing to other sites also?
I use eZine Articles and Article Marketer.
All right. Now, are you doing any web? Are you putting those articles in, creating any Web 2.0 sites with them?
Well, yeah, we're using them on blogs first before we submit them. So they're creating blog content. You know, she puts them on the blogs, and then she bookmarks both the blogs and the articles as they get approved.
All right. I expect that will pay off for you over time. That kind of thing's a slow builder. It's normally like 4 to 6 months before you really start seeing the payoff in terms of traffic. I don't know what you've seen or experienced, but normally that kind of thing, it's like a slow burner. It's a slow cooker. But once it kicks in...
It's not real fast. It's not instant traffic like you would get for if you turned on a Google campaign.
Right. But, you know, it's a good thing because if you do it right, it can be pretty evergreen for you.
But I have really seen it start to kick in at the end of, like, the first... We're at about probably 60 days in. The first ones that we did have started to kick in, and I'm starting to see a significant traffic boost to the various blogs and stuff when I check the web stats weekly. So they are driving traffic, and like I said, it's... And they're doing it to a few different ones. I mean, the one little site I have that sells some body piercing stuff is double the sales. I used to get like 2 sales a month off of that site, and now it's running 4 to 6 every month. And the signups have doubled to the email list on that.
Mike, I'm back. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, good. Mike, I apologize. This is the reason I really got to change the conference call service. You are saying that you have to say that I think you have seen some traffic or something like that.
Yeah, I was saying I have seen traffic. I've seen it, you know, I have a lot of little niche sites that, you know, do a couple sales a month. Like the body piercing one has went from averaging one or two every month to where it's now doing 4 to 6. And
okay, now let me ask you on this. How many visitors are you sending to that a month now?
It's probably doing about 15 visitors a day.
15 visitors a day? Okay, let me get out my calculator here because we may be able to make you some money here. 15 visitors a day times 30 days. All right, so that's 450 visitors a month, right?
Yeah. It's about 500 visitors a month is what it does.
So to be optimistic, let's say that you did the dine sell script and you did convert 40%, which is on the high end. I mean, I don't think he probably does that on average. But if you did on something cheap, that would be 180 sales. So what if you sold him something, you did a dine sell script on a $10 item, you made 180 sales, but now they've got their credit card out and you do a couple upsells and downsells. And maybe forced continuity or some kind of continuity.
Yeah, on that one, that one's just a little niche site that sells a ClickBank product, but it's getting a 30% opt-in rate off the visitors into the email series.
But what I'm saying is instead of the opt-in, you hit them direct with the dime sell script, because Joe's converted literally 30 to 40% using it. To like $10 sales. So that would be 180 people a month paying you $10. So that's $1,800 there. And their credit card's out. Now you can do upsells and downsells. And you can experiment that versus getting them to opt in and then hitting them with a dime sell. You follow me?
Yeah, it'd be worth testing. Have to come up with my
price. Joe's got pretty extensive experience with it. So, I mean, well, I'll put it this way, and I talked to him personally on the phone. It's not just hearsay, and he's told me some of his results with it. So I'm pretty much going to implement it because, he sells the thing reasonably enough. And, there's other dime sell scripts out there. You don't have to use his. All right, so anyway, but you were saying you're seeing traffic to the body site, and you're seeing traffic to some other niche sites then?
Yeah, I've seen the traffics on the initial sites that we did. Most of them have doubled, if not more.
And what time span?
60 days.
60 days.
Wow, that's good. That's very good, actually. I think that's very good. So out of these 15 articles, how many of those are for your different niche sites? In other words, are they doing like two? Are you doing two articles a week per niche, or one article per week per niche, or what are you doing?
It's probably running one article a week per niche. If we launch something new, we'll try to get. Five articles out right away, and then they just run a rotation as fast as she can go through to them.
Very nice. I like that. I like that a lot. Nancy, are you on board? How have you been getting things cranking up here? Nancy, are you still with us? All right. Well, I don't want this call to go on too long. It's probably going on too long. Before I wrap it up, who else has a question or a comment today? Anyone? Forever hold your peace.
Is it important to have the skill of knowing the rudiments of setting up websites?
I think so. That's why we did design dashboard that covers most of those.
Okay.
Like, it's not going to turn you into a pro graphic designer, but it's going to cover all the basics. The one comment I'll make on is we did it with Photoshop Elements, I don't know, an older version, and they've come out with a newer version of Photoshop Elements, which changed the color of everything. It made, like, the black background black. But all the functions that we use in the dashboard, they're all still the same. It's just that the videos don't look like the current version of Photoshop Elements because they changed the color scheme. But the functions are all still the same. I think you need to know your way around. I think you need to know how to open a PSD. I think you need to know a few basics about that. I think you need to know the basics.
Okay, thank you.
Now, it's all how you sequence all that is a little bit up to you and your what you want to do. Like, you can easily go out and hire freelancers initially to do your graphic design and get by and focus at first, if you want, on building your list and stuff, and then kind of learn that as you go along.
Okay.
I mean, the different people have different ways they like to do stuff. Like, some people just want to dig in and learn some of the basics and be able to do muck around and do some stuff themselves. Some people are like, no, screw it, I'd rather just outsource that and get on with it. For me personally, I like to know how to do some of the I did my own stuff originally myself. Not always the best idea, though. You know, you can go to 99designs.com now and get people to bid on your graphics and get some pretty nice graphics fairly inexpensively.
Right.
And then if you search around on, you know, you can find niche designers that do them pretty, you know, they'll do your whole set of graphics pretty cheap, you know, $100, $150, $200. So my real answer to that is it kind of depends on you.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions or comments before we wrap this up today? Anyone?
I have one really quick question, if I may.
Hear it.
And I'm going to back up a little bit to when we were talking about sending out to the list, your list. Do you promote, and this is with regard to list number one, somebody who's never bought from you before, your brand-new subscribers, would you promote after your initial e-course or whatever it is you're sending, would you promote to them the same thing for a period of time and then switch to something else? Or do you how do you suggest we do promotions to that list? Do you understand my question?
Until they buy, you mean?
What I'm asking is, for example, I have my e-course on, list building techniques or something like how to get traffic. And then I'm going to promote to them after that when day eight comes and I'm starting my promotional stuff. Am I going to promote to them something related also to getting traffic for maybe 3 or 4 emails and then rotate to something a little bit different? Or do
I guess that makes this the last question because this is driving me batty.
Okay.
Maybe today is the day when I start calling these conference call services. Would I promote, go ahead, on a list that people have subscribed to, newbies, would I promote what?
Would you promote, okay, after your e-course, your 8-day e-course or whatever it is, on day 8, would you promote the same thing for, let's say, 4 or 5 emails and then switch to something else? Or how do you promote to them going forward until they buy something?
I'm sorry, could you restate your question again?
Yes, I can. Really fast so you won't so we don't lose you. Okay, after your initial 7 or whatever emails for an e-course, would you promote the same product for a series of maybe 4 or 5 emails over a period of a couple of weeks and then switch to something else, or do you promote something and something different and something different until somebody makes that first buy?
Jim, this is Marlon. I'm on, but go ahead and
there's
get that
Marlon.
Question
okay.
And email it to me just in case we get cut off. This is really the last call. So anyway, it's a great – I'm going to try to answer it here, Tim, but did you get her email address or her name so we can
no,
email
not yet.
Her?
I was just typing out the question. I was going to get your – can I get your email address,
okay.
please?
Yeah. It's,
who asked that question so I can email it to you?
This is Kathy Maestas.
All right. And then what was your question, Kathy? If we get cut off again for everyone, I will see you on the next A-Team call in 2 weeks. The call will be posted. Again, we're a little bit down on the webmaster, so it's probably going to be 3 or 4 days for me to get it posted. Kathy, I will email you the answer to your question if we get cut off. But what is your question?
Okay, the question is, once a person completes the initial e-course that you're offering for free, and you start your promotions, do you promote a single product for a series of maybe 4 or 5 emails, not daily, but, you know, spaced out, or would you promote product A today, product B tomorrow, product C the next day, and then maybe loop them back? What's the most effective way to do that?
Looks like Marlon got dropped again.
It does.
He's messaging me. So he said he would email you the answer to your question.
Okay.
I apologize for the technical difficulties here.
No problem.
Sounds like it was a great call today. Appreciate everybody participating, and we will see everybody in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we will get the recording of today's call posted as soon as possible up on the site. We still have to get the one from 2 weeks ago done, and since Danny left, we've kind of gotten a little bit behind, but we will get those posted up there.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm very excited, and I appreciate everybody's comments. So thank you.
Yes, thanks very much.
All right, well, thank you all, and everyone have a great day, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.